Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this injury, it sits up there for me with the Buster Posey's, Jerry Rice tore the ACL. I'm trying to think of others. I mean, obviously, I think in two different ways, watching Steph Curry head off of the floor. Last year, you didn't know that he wasn't going to come back. But when he suffered the break, and then, you know, I mean, the Kevin Durant's and Klay Thompson's in the NBA Finals a handful of years ago, like, I'm trying to think of other injuries that are that level of gut punch. I don't think the season is over. I don't think that. I do think the season has changed, at least temporarily. It has changed. Doesn't mean they can't have a successful season. Doesn't mean they can't make the playoffs. Doesn't mean that the trade deadline is off the table. But for me, I never really love using the word expectations at a high level in the first place, but I'll use a different word. My outlook. The outlook is just, it's different. There's a little bit more curiosity now as opposed to intensity. In terms of, like, okay, what can you actually do? What can you actually do without the heartbeat of your defense? And quite frankly, when you look at the whole group now, they're so young. They're babies.
Oh, super young, yeah. You've got Bryce Huff, and that's about the end of the list of people who are, like, real veterans.
Veterans.
Diamond Lenore is in year 4 or 5, and he's a veteran, especially relative to football, but he's not, I mean, that deep experience. Like Fred Warner, he is going to be, I think, a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a gold jacket guy. And Nick Bosa was on that track. I don't know if he ever will get there now based on his injury and another ACL tear. But I think it's right the way you describe it. And when you use the word heartbeat, I didn't watch the game and think anything too differently. I was obviously very sad and very gutted for Fred. And you could see it that the 49ers were kind of a little bit in a funk. How could you not be? And you had players even talk about how they had to look away. They couldn't even, like, continue on in a regular fashion because it was so gruesome, the injury itself, let alone to the person that it happened to. And you're right when you use the word heartbeat, because he's the heartbeat not only of the defense, but of the team as well. Nick Bosa might be a more important defensive player. It's debatable, but he's not the heartbeat. Nick is, you know, I'm just going to sack the quarterback and shrug. And Fred Warner's the guy who's calling the plays and, you know, telling everyone where to be. And he's out there with the green dot, and he is the heartbeat. And so that part of it is more devastating going forward. But in the moment, I still thought, all right, go out there and play well and win the game. And he gets hurt, and they immediately force Tampa into a punt. So the defense was, they obviously were a little bit more compromised, but it's not like they suddenly can't function.
In the moment, I don't.
In the moment, I thought that, like, was bad. He's gone for the year. You can tell. And I can always tell when the other team is immediately waving to the trainer to come out.
Yeah.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Yeah.
When you see that, you know that it's bad. And I thought it might have been a knee. And then you see the replay and it's like, oh no, that's a lower leg. That's an ankle. And so you realize, okay, Fred's gone, and he's gone for probably the game, a month. Okay, it's going to be the season, but it's football. And for me, even if it's Fred Warner, you still look at the situation and you figure, All right, next man up is a cliche. You're not ever going to replace Fred Warner with anybody, but you realize that you still have to go out there and play 11 on 11. And the sad thing about that play is that play was 10 on 11. Exactly. And I don't think we've mentioned that yet.
No, we have not. Yeah, go ahead and tell everybody what you're talking about.
Well, when Fred Warner got hurt, they were playing 10 versus 11. And so Fred Warner runs up to make a play where normally Mykal Williams would have been playing right defensive end. And so Fred gets into a spot where Tristan Wirfs is able to come off and no one's in front of him. So he had a free release. And so now Fred has to take on Wirfs, and then a couple of Fred's teammates roll into Fred. I'm not blaming this on Shanahan or Saleh or certainly Mykal Williams. It just turns out to be a real curious kind of footnote to the tragic injury that you went 10 on 11 on that play.
Yeah, and it probably would not have worked out that way because the calculus would have been all changed.
Right.
The dynamics all changed.
He would not have been up there at the point.
Yeah, correct.
You know, you would have had another huge body in front of him, and he would have been in a different spot.
I was just looking at the current 49ers two deep. I know that this will adjust. They will have other people who kind of come up, and there probably will be acquisitions of some sort just to, you know, fill up roster spots. But the current listed starting defense has one player over the age of 27.
Huh. And that's Bryce Huff?
No. Bryce Huff is 27.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Luke Gifford. Who's not going to be in the starting lineup for long, my prediction. But Luke Gifford is 30. Other than that, everybody on that defense, as far as a starting unit, is 27 and younger. And let me count up the rookies. Let's see. One, two, three. Okay, yeah. Three starters are rookies. Alfred Collins and C.J. West are also rookies and in the rotation. And then you've got another handful from Renardo Green, et cetera, who are second-year players. Your elder statesmen are people like Jordan Elliott and Kalia Davis.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, I'm sorry. Like, that's not a group that, I mean, when you say they can function, sure. Yeah, they can function. They're not going to play great. They're not going to be consistent. And I also look, you know, we go back to what we were thinking about at the beginning of the year with regard to who are the quarterbacks they play. And so maybe this is one thing that is, I guess, a little bit of the feather in their cap, if you will, which is to say that, you know, like Baker Mayfield's an experienced quarterback. He picks a situation like this apart. Will the other quarterbacks on the list, will they do the same? You have Stafford in 4 weeks, but next week you've got a second-year player in Michael Penix. The week after that, you go to Houston, Stroud's got a various amount of experience. He's got a terrible offensive line. That'll be an interesting matchup. Their offensive line against the Niner defensive line. I think everybody may just look at each other and figure out who's going to screw up worse. The Giants have a rookie. He'll be in his fourth or fifth start. Then there's Stafford. Then there's maybe Kyler Murray if he's healthy. Carolina with Bryce Young. Who knows who the hell Cleveland's going to put out there, but very likely a rookie. Tennessee, a rookie. Then you got the whole Daniel Jones thing before you get Caleb Williams. And then Sam Darnold to finish. So I don't know if you want to look at that as some sort of a positive. Like, that is a piece of this puzzle. The schedule that we've talked so much about is still the schedule. And so maybe you don't need to be at your best in order to win some games and enough games to work your way into the playoffs. I'll buy all that. What will you do when you get there? Not optimistic, which is why I wouldn't buy big. I would not buy at the top floor of the department store this trade deadline, knowing what we know about what the Niners have as far as a roster.
But if you get into the dance, then if you have bought big on the top floor, maybe that one player can help you be good enough to win some of these games. And ultimately, it comes down to complementary football, and you've got a defensive coordinator who is really, really good at what he does. And so now you've got a young group, and you don't have Warner, and you don't have Bosa. So, all right, Robert Saleh, go out there and get these guys to be better. And I think he's done that in many, many ways. Like, Mykal Williams has looked really good so far as a rookie playing in his spot. And C.J. West has flashed. And Jordan Elliott has made big plays. And you have a couple of veterans around him. If you add another piece and you know, maybe you go out there and find a linebacker, not at the top of the market, but somebody who can come in and be a solid guy in your scheme. I do think that the Robert Saleh factor should not be underplayed. A guy who's a very good coordinator and somebody who is, you know, major defense already, better than it probably looked on paper.
Yeah, no, I see all that, but I just, again, there's a breaking point in terms of what we can ask of people. You know, the whole like, okay, Rob, go make them better. I mean, like
go make them better. I mean, Shanahan's done that with the offense.
Sure.
No Kittle, no Ayuk. You ran down the long list of guys that he hasn't had. And
right.
The offense has been pretty good. Mac Jones is over 300 yards back-to-back games.
What does that mean? The quarterback's over 300 yards. That doesn't equate to points. That doesn't equate to wins. He had a ton of yards yesterday.
Well, he's 3-1, so that does equate to wins.
Well, but they're not winning games because the offense has, like, overwhelmed the opposition. When you win 16-15, that's not what happened out there.
That's my point, though, about, like, complimentary football. Like,
right,
you can.
That's really. There's a breaking point.
I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're at the breaking point.
How many guys do we got to lose before you're at the breaking point?
Probably maybe 5 or 6 more.
Like, really?
What are we talking about here? Like, you're
talking about
an offense who's getting a Pro Bowler back.
Their best players are all out.
You're getting your Pro Bowl tight end back.
Maybe.
Either this week or next week.
Okay.
And that would be, if he's out more than 2 more weeks, then we've been misled as to the severity of the injury.
Okay.
You're probably going to get your $53 million quarterback back this week or next week at the latest.
It's funny. I've been told for 3 weeks that that's not going to help the offense because...
Have I told you that?
No.
No, this is me telling you what I think.
Okay.
And what I think is, as your defense goes down based on lost people, your offense goes up based on found people, and it's complementary football. So if your offense can be better, and for me, the bigger problem with your offense is your offensive line.
Yes.
Your offensive line has struggled. So
how are you fixing that?
Well, hopefully you get somebody to get to Dominic Pooney and try to get him to restore his confidence, and then you're able to, I don't know, run the football. Your center's having a hard time in the middle. Your left guard is a rookie, and you hope that he gets better just through additional reps. But I don't know, Shanahan, you're a genius. Like, scheme it up. And,
see, there, that's where that's,
well, and
the,
yesterday,
that's the stuff that I just
yesterday,
I
honestly, the offense had very little trouble moving the ball. They had many big plays in the passing game, and they ran the ball enough to keep the team honest.
Yep.
And you probably didn't even commit to the run enough, but for me, the offense, their ability to move the ball and have explosive plays, that was not the problem yesterday.
I agree with that. Again, I'm not sitting here telling you it's over. I'm not sitting here telling you they shouldn't keep trying. I am sitting here telling you that this has changed my outlook on 49er football for right now. I don't know how it couldn't. I don't know how it couldn't. And sure, you can get, you can get George Kittle back, and that's great. Obviously, that will help. I think if that leads to a run game, yes, that will help. If you get Brock Purdy, especially his mobility back, yes, that will help. If you start getting Ricky Pearsall back, yes, that will help. But all of these players, they all need a ramp up. We all have no idea how they're going to look right away. We also have no idea that they're going to get it right as far as when they're bringing them back. And even if you do all of those things, I'm a big believer, and I know you are too, that, like, you can have all your fanciness all you want, but if your trench play is poor, you lose most football games. And I don't know what it is exactly that the 49ers are offering right now in their trenches. I just don't. It doesn't mean that they're not allowed to be good. Maybe they'll become good. Maybe there'll be some amazing, miraculous acquisition. But if you're gonna give me mid on offensive line play and you're going to give me no pass rush, I believe, with all pessimism aside, that this is going to catch up to him. It's going to catch up to him. You can't function this way, and you can't lose this many star players and not have it have an effect. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I think that it's a number of different things. And the more you look at the defense without Bosa and Fred Warner, yeah, they're compromised. And so now you're going to have to rely on other people, other players, other systems, other schemes. And yesterday you saw Robert Saleh try to blitz a little bit more, and they got burned a couple of times, and it was blown coverages. It wasn't that the blitz didn't get home. Upton Stout actually was about a step away from getting home, and Baker Mayfield made a big-time throw, and you got beat on the back end because it was a blown coverage. So I look at this in totality of everything. The offense has to be able to possess it and give the defense more of a chance, now more than ever. Yesterday was one of the rare times where you won the time of possession battle and you lost the game. That doesn't happen very often in the Shanahan era, and I think that's the first time this year that that's happened, where you won time of possession, but you lost the football game. So that, to me, becomes more important, where the Shanahan offense of keep it and run it, and you go out there and score. And that's why I look at that first drive in the third quarter yesterday, where you come out after halftime, you're down 20-16, but you get the ball. And they go from their own 24, they go down the field, boom, 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 slowly but surely. And then you get to that spot where first and 10 of the 15, Juwan Jennings, reckless offensive PI, and it wasn't even close. Like, the ball wasn't even thrown, and he sees a guy, and he just cracks back on him, and now it's first and 20. So your chance to maybe cash in for a touchdown, it goes by the wayside. And then the other one, you've got fourth and one, and you're going to go for it, and Dominic Pooney false starts, and so now it's fourth and six, and you don't pick it up. So I do think that a couple of the little plays, if you would have buttoned them up yesterday, you still could have won that game, even though you lost Fred Warner and you had a hard time protecting your quarterback.
Here's Kyle Shanahan on the Fred Warner situation and what Fred actually said when he addressed the team after the game.
I've seen guys do it before. It's not something you ever ask a guy to do or anything like that. You never know where guys are with injuries and stuff. Sometimes they can't even function at that point, depending on when it happened in the game. But it was cool to have Fred come out and do that, asked to do it. And he was in a good place. I mean, guys are hurting for him big time. Not only is it impressive of a football player I've ever been around, but it's impressive of a human as I've ever been around. And the foundation and base he has just as a man and how he lives his life. I mean, you guys read his quotes and stuff and how he's looking at this. And that's as real as can be when you hear how he speaks. And that's why we know he'll come back next year stronger than ever.
Okay, so, I mean, look, that's who they're dealing with. And that's why, and I think this is right before you got here off of the flat tire.
Oh.
But, you know, someone texted us in or said on the YouTube chat, come on, man, it's one guy. You got to be able to replace one guy. I see Fred Warner as more than one guy. I just do. I see him as actually probably three players. Fred Warner is a phenomenal linebacker. And then number two, he is the quarterback of the defense, sort of adjusting everybody on the fly. And then three, he is their locker room leader.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no question about it, at least on defense. But I think on both sides of the ball, he is somewhat of a team spokesman. And so that's why this absolutely changes the way that I will look at the season and the way, at least in the near term, I receive 49er football. That's kind of my thought Sunday night. Don't get me wrong. I'm still a fan. We'll make food. We'll yell. We'll scream. We'll get into this. But I'm also bringing a new level of curiosity to the football game on Sunday night with the Atlanta Falcons. I would like to know. You talk about how they can still function. I'd like to see it. I'd love to see what is their functionality on defense. No acquisitions yet. What's your functionality on defense without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa? curious.
Yeah, I'm very curious. I'm very curious as well, and I look at a young defense with still some really good players, and I look at a coordinator who is a veteran and a guy who I'm sure has already gone to work and figured out not only who's going to be the green dot guy at linebacker, but how do we go about replacing what Fred Warner does. Now, there's no replacing Fred Warner, but somebody's going to have to play linebacker. Does this mean now that you go to more three linebacker base defense? Do you go to more nickel? Do you play more big nickel with Jair Brown in there? How do you go about, you know, approaching your defense when you don't have Fred Warner? Like, how do you try to replicate what he does? Maybe you put D. Winter over in the Fred Warner spot and let him run a little bit more wild as the middle linebacker, and you put someone else in for D. Winters. You're going to have to figure out something, some way to do it, because you've got 11 more games without Fred.
Somebody did call us earlier and ask about sort of like the play calling on defense and what happens now with Fred Warner not there. Kyle did discuss it a little bit and named Diamador Lenore in terms of a leadership role. Here's what he said.
When it comes to that stuff, I mean, a Mike linebacker directs the traffic just like a center or quarterback does on offense. So that's more position-based. You don't have the corners making the calls and everything for your front and strengths and where the pressures come from. But, I mean, I like Demo talking that way. I mean, guys who have been here and guys who played at a higher level, yeah, they all, we need them playing their best at all times, especially in a situation like this. But it doesn't, it also means that, it doesn't mean that guys just start making stuff up and doing stuff that they don't have to do. But there is, you know, Demo's been one of our better players here over the last few years. And I love that he's basically, in my opinion, saying he needs to play that way every week now, going forward more than ever.
Okay. So Demo wants a leadership role, but you also hear Kyle say there, look, as far as who's calling the plays, that's the Mike linebacker. That's going to be D. Winters. That's who that's going to be.
Right. And that's going to be the way that goes, because if you're Diamond Lenore and you're 20 yards away from the line of scrimmage, you can't just sit there and call out, you know, protections and call out all the different shifts and all the other things that the defense needs to be aware of. So, yeah, it has to be the middle linebacker. But I love that Diamond Lenore is stepping up in that leadership role, because, as you mentioned before, it's a very young defense now, suddenly, without Fred and without Nick Bosa, and you don't really have a true OG over on that side of the ball, and somebody's got to step forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.